It's time for today's special Mining Week edition of the Business Report. Let's explore mining for Namibia's future on our week-long special edition where we bring you daily expert interviews and industry insights, only on Nova 103.5.
On our mining focus today, I am chatting to the CEO of Andrada, Anthony Fullion. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Gary, thanks again for having us. Always great to talk to you and your audience.
Too kind. Right, let's talk about the Mining Expo. Every year, the Chamber of Mines here in Namibia organizes and puts together a fantastic expo that showcases the best of what the mining industry has to offer, and many of the stakeholders are able to get together and gather. What is Andrada Mining showcasing this year at the expo?
Yeah, so look, first of all, it's great that the Mining Expo is getting such a good recognition. You know, every year it's grown, which is great. It just indicates that the interest in Namibia and in mining in Namibia is growing. From an Andrada perspective, you know, we like to think we've been growing along with the industry. You know, year in, year out, it takes a lot of work to expand operations, but, you know, we've done that very successfully. This last year, we've increased production. We've got new partnerships. We're opening up new additional partnerships, and we're expanding our exploration footprint across the region. So we're very excited about the future, and we're very excited to participate in the Mining Expo.
Okay. I mean, participating in the expo, it's been interesting to understand why mines do this sort of thing. This is typically an expo that's open to the public. People can come around and poke around and see if they can catch a free pen off you. Why does Andrada feel it's important to participate?
Look, from Andrada, you know, we've grown ourselves into the sort of one of the preeminent mining companies in Namibia. We're very proud of our record of development and what we've fed back into the country from a tax point of view and also from our sustainability initiatives. So it's very important to highlight that. It's important to engage with all the various stakeholders, the suppliers, the bankers. You know, this is the highlight of the mining calendar in Namibia. And, you know, it's important to interact and network and, you know, make use of the platform to expand our message and to make sure we understand and work together as an industry to come up with the best possible solutions that can grow the industry and also add the most benefit to Namibia.
Let's do a quick catch up on how things are actually going at the mine. Any sort of updates on what's happening with your tin output?
Yeah, so the tin output is coming along really nicely. We've implemented a number of initiatives at the mine to increase the production. So that's come along really well. I've just got notice now that July was another record month for us in terms of tin production. So, you know, we're really getting to grips with understanding the ore body. And, you know, we also still are looking at introducing we've introduced the tantalum credits already. So we're mining tantalum and we're looking to integrate the lithium into the current production circuit. So a lot of work happening out at the mine, and we're very happy with the team. You know, we've got a great team out there. It's really a good team spirit, and it's exciting to see the growth of the operations.
Now, we did chat, I think, about a year ago about the tantalum production, and perhaps for those listeners who didn't get onto that, there was both plans around lithium and tantalum in the area. Perhaps just give us a very brief recap on what is tantalum and how are these two minerals operating in conjunction with your tin extraction?
Yeah, so the nature of our ore body means that we've got a number of different crystals associated with the host rock, and each of these crystals hosts metal. So your tin is hosted in cassiterite, your tantalum in tantalite, and then your lithium in petalite. And the benefit of a polymetallic ore body is that you can mine all the elements together, but you get three different revenue streams. So that's been great for the Uis deposit, because that never really happened historically when it was mined by Iscor, because there was no need for these elements. But now, you know, as the world's evolving, you know, you're getting these critical raw materials. So your tin is used in all of your electronic circuit boards. So, similar with tantalum, every cell phone on the planet has got a 0.1 gram of tantalum in it, and it's a very difficult mineral to find on an industrial scale. And then lithium, as we all know, you know, is part of the whole battery revolution. So all of these elements really that weren't for the last 30 years very relevant are now increasing their relevance in all of these new applications. So it's great for us, obviously, from a revenue point of view, but also it's amazing for Namibia, because Namibia has a natural repository of all of these elements within its geology.
Anthony, you spoke a little earlier about becoming one of the preeminent minds in the country, where that obviously comes a little bit of responsibility that requires from being a scrappy, plucky operation into something resembling an industry leader. How do you see Andrade's role evolving over the mining sector in the next few years?
Look, we want to be the trailblazers in terms of sustainable mining. You know, mining always gets a bad rap, but I think it's unfortunately, I don't know if I can use the word ignorance, but you know, people don't understand how mining has evolved, you know, and the different techniques that miners use these days in terms of extracting minerals. You know, it's very much a scientific endeavor, and with that, obviously, you know, what we like to pride ourselves on is managing our operations within the areas that we operate. So, you know, making sure that we're responsible corporate citizens from a governance point of view, that we have a minimum impact on the environment, and where we do have an impact on the environment, that we offset that to make sure that there are benefits outside of that. And then obviously, and most importantly, is the social benefits of mining. You know, mining does have a natural multiplier effect on the communities that we've operated in, and we've seen this in Uis, and you know, we're very proud of our record in terms of uplifting the communities where we operate, and you know, we always want to give back to the communities we operate as proud Namibian citizens.
Anthony, you've been coming along to the expo for a number of years. What do you look forward to the most when thinking about the expo as an event?
Gary, as I said, it's amazing how it's grown, and it really is incredible to see the number of new entrants coming into the market. And you know, it's great. It's a whole new industry developing. You know, there was obviously Namibia was always known for its uranium production and gold to a less extent on the mining side. But what we're seeing is just a proliferation of new entrants into the market. You know, it's great for us as an industry. It's great for the chamber to have new members, and it's always every year that we come, we see new entrants, we see new businesses, we see new suppliers starting businesses to supply the mines, and you know, it's just a great environment to gauge how quickly and how big the mining industry and how relevant the mining industry is now becoming to the Namibian economy.
Anthony, hope to catch up during the course of the week. Good luck with the expo and obviously with the conference as well. And we look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you, Gary, and great to talk to you as always.
That's Anthony Fillion, the CEO of Andrade, speaking about the participation in this week's Mining Expo.
The Mining Week edition of the Business Report. Catch all interviews and features online at nova.com.na. Namibia's business leader, The Business Report.